December 10, hearts filled with Christ's peace, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:21. As Christ came to the world to seek and to save perishing souls, that they should have the light of truth, so also hath he committed the same work to all who receive him as their Savior. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. John 17:19. How important that we should be rooted and grounded in the truth. No falsehood is of the truth. The Lord Jesus has promised that if we receive him by faith and believe in him as our pattern, he will give us power to become the sons of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ contains the grand principles of all truth, expressed in a life of purity. In love and true righteousness, these principles are to be proclaimed to the world. In all our dealings with one another, we are to obey the precepts of the law of God. I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Verses 19 and 20. From these words we see how much is dependent on the character of all those who claim to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the lives of Christ's followers, the world will judge the Savior. If anyone in word or deed departs from the living principles of the truth, he dishonors his Savior and puts Christ to open shame. Let every soul believe in Christ and receive the power that Christ has promised, that he may be a child of God, holding the truth conscientiously, its principles interwoven with his words, his spirit, and all his works. Thus Christians may become a refining, purifying influence working against false religion and infidelity. Their presence brings with it the grand influence of heavenly principles, making them through Christ an honor to the gospel. They increase in power to communicate the sanctifying grace of heaven, gaining continually in influence through their increasing reverence for the truth. Their hearts are filled with the peace of Christ. Letter 327, December 10, 1905, to W.C. White.